This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for being with us. Great to start the program, as we always do, with Brooke Stockburger. He's the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Brooke, good to have you here.
Yeah, good to be here, Fred. Thanks.
It's good to talk with you every weekend. And we start with news in the weekend edition here of the Las Cruces Bulletin. For folks who haven't had a chance to read the cover story yet, there's a couple of them, and one of them affects all of us who live in the Las Cruces area, and those of folks who actually visit Las Cruces and patronize our restaurants, our businesses here, because the gross receipts tax is going up on Tuesday to nearly 8%.
That's right. And most people know what the GRT is, I imagine, but it's the gross receipts tax is basically a sales tax. It's not quite the same thing, but it's tax you pay on, you know, goods and services. And it is going up. It was 7-something percent before, and it's going up to 7.9-something. There's a lot of numbers there, but just 7.9-something percent. Like you said, almost 8%. So when you go out to buy a hamburger or a television or anything, you know, it's going to be a little bit more.
Absolutely. And, of course, this all originated from a move by the state legislature, which had put in place over time a reduction in what was called hold harmless, where the state essentially provided various municipalities, local municipalities, the money that was lost when the GRT was removed from food and medicine. So that ended, and it will end over time, I should say. And so the city said, to make up the revenue, we need this increase in the GRT.
Yeah, the state's going to do it over a 15-year period, they said, phasing it out starting in like 2016. So the city's getting ready for that. They had an initial plan that the state didn't quite agree with, so the city had to redo it a little bit and come back out. And now they have this, and the GRT is going up on Tuesday. So you're going to notice, you know, small things you're not going to notice much, but, you know, you buy a car or something, you're going to notice a bigger...
It'll make a difference.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, well, there's more news for Las Cruces as well. A big announcement, and you can read all about it in the Las Cruces Bulletin. And that is something that a lot of people have been pushing for, apparently, for a long time, and that is a plaza in downtown Las Cruces. It looks like all of the agreements are really moving forward now.
I guess as long back as, say, 1994, this has been part of the plans for downtown, and, you know, the wish for downtown revitalization and opening up Main Street again is to put in a plaza. And it's been on the back burner for a long time, and now recently it's been brought to the front of the stove, as it were, and it looks like it's going to go forward. The TID, which stands for the Tax Increment Development District, has approved going forward with it and the monies. And it's going to be about a $5 million project, hopefully starting in early 2015 and maybe being completed by the end of 2015 or early 2016. So a lot of businesses and stuff are hoping that a plaza will be an attraction, to be a draw for people to come downtown and everything. Not everybody agrees, of course, but, you know, we'll see what happens. The city is excited, and they're going forward. They're making a deal with a developer and a development group who is putting the sale through and working with Bank of the West, because that's where their drive-through is going to be, where the plaza is downtown.
Yeah, I saw that. Apparently that was like one of the real big sticking points, and the bank apparently, according to what I've read here, has relented and said, we'll not have a drive-through at this particular location, and that will make way for this plaza. So.
Yeah, and a part of the deal was the developments have to find a buyer for the big building downtown, because the bank doesn't want to stay in the ownership. They just want to be a tenant now. So
okay,
That'll take place.
All right, very interesting. We'll look for that in the years to come. And speaking of businesses and whatnot, moving to the East Mesa, a story about the Sonoma Ranch golf course and the restaurant there, the Sunset Grill. Apparently, folks there are getting questions about their ownership, and they want to set things straight because there's some confusion.
Yeah, the original owners still own it. There's been a lot of talk about Las Cruces Country Club buying the the golf course. And that's a deal that still seems to be in the works potentially. But as of right now, it hasn't gone through. A lot of the membership of Las Cruces Country Club have sort of been taken in over there by Sonoma Ranch, and that's where they go to golf and everything. But it is still a public course. And they wanted to make that very clear. I went over and sat down, talked with them, and walked around, talked with several different people. And they're saying they get lots of phone calls saying, are you private? Can I still come? And even the restaurant, the Sunset Grill, people don't think they can go eat there now anymore because they think it's a private entity. And it's just not. So they said that there's been some like golf tournaments that have not gone there this year because they think, well, it's private. We can't do that anymore. And so they just want to get the word out. They really want to get the word out that, hey, it's open to anybody.
That's
come
right.
Come on by.
It's public, restaurant and the golf course.
Yeah.
I live over in that area, so I see lots of activity over there. So hopefully folks know that now by reading the bulletin and listening to this segment too. So, well, you know, this was quite a story. Some time ago, there's a restaurant in Mesilla that also is a bed and breakfast, I believe, Maison de Mesilla. And they had a crew come in from Fox TV that does this show, Hotel Hell. And it's finally going to be airing here this summer. And rather than shying away from it, it sounds like the owner is going to have a screening party, the whole
yeah.
bit, right?
Callie is her name, and she's owned it for quite some time. And it has an interesting history because it took her a good while to renovate it. She put a lot of money into it, the project. She was open for a while, then she had to close and change some things around and reopened. And now she was on this national program, and it filmed last year. And it's with celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay. A lot of people probably recognize him. And it's called Hotel Hell, like you pointed out. And it's they come in and try to help a hotel or a business that sort of needs help, needs a new direction, that sort of stuff. And I guess they made a bunch of changes. It'll be interesting to see how many have stuck and how many haven't with the ownership down
yeah.
there. But they're embracing it. Like you said, they're going to have a viewing party. And if I think it's for $50 a head, you can have a dinner and a cocktail and appetizer and watch it on a television with Callie down there.
Yeah.
So it would be fun to see, you know, the Las Cruces area showcased on this national show. And it's taking place July 21st is when the show is going to air.
And I know this is the same guy that has another show where he just eviscerates chefs. I mean, he criticizes them so difficulty. It's difficult to watch. I mean, I've seen little clips of it
yeah.
and I thought, oh my goodness. He really gets mean.
Yeah, he does. I've seen just the commercials, and even I thought those were pretty brutal.
Even the commercials are hard to watch. It's true. So that'll be interesting to see, and it'll put them in the spotlight. I'm not sure. Hopefully, you know, the things that they've been able to do with his suggestions, hopefully, as you say, have been successful and have helped them out.
Find out. So I was just there not too long ago, and I enjoyed my experience.
You had a good time. Yeah. I know. That's great. Well, that's good news. So, more big news coming up this upcoming Friday, of course. It's the 4th of July. Lots of folks have the day off, and it works out nicely being a Friday, so you get a 3-day weekend for many folks. And you can start it in Las Cruces with a major celebration. The city really goes all out for this, and it's at a new spot, I know, this year, right?
That's the big story. It's been downtown for, not downtown, but in the Mearsheide area, near downtown, for quite some time. And I think about 15 years or more it's been over there. So a lot of people are used to going there. They find parking at different places. A lot of businesses are closed, so they just pull into a parking lot in that area and walk. A lot of people can walk. And then when the fireworks go off, for the people who aren't down by Mearsheide area, a lot of them can, you know, in that area and different parts of town can see them from their house. But it's really changing. It's going over off of Valley, which is where the Field of Dreams location is. And this year, for the first time, that's where it'll be located. And so that's going to really change, I think, which people will be able to watch it from their front porch. It'll be a lot more advantageous for some people. And then for people who are used to seeing it, it might not be so much. But it'll be interesting. It's going to be down at the Field of Dreams area. And they say that one of the big reasons they're moving is because it was just getting too crowded with the big shells they use for the fireworks. it was a safety concern more than anything. So, and it'll be interesting to see how it goes. Some people around town are saying, I don't know what the parking and traffic situation is going to be like, but maybe it'll flow well. So we'll find out.
Well, you can read more about that celebration in the Las Cruces Bulletin. Get all the details for folks who are going to a cooler spot, Ruidoso. I read that the Inn of the Mountain Gods is going to be having a fireworks celebration as well in Ruidoso. So
that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'd be not a lot of fun going up there, too. What was not fun, apparently, for your movie reviewer this week, Zach Hansen, is seeing the Kevin Hart film. He's a comedian. You may recognize him if you see him, or maybe you know him well. He has a sequel to his film, I assume, Think Like a Man, because this is called Think Like a Man 2, and he did not like this one.
No, he didn't even like the title. You know, it's 2 T-O-O, and he calls that faux clever. So, yeah. But yeah, he gave it a D. You know, he said there's been some really good sequels this year. The X-Men movie, 22 Jump Street sort of had fun with itself and take itself real. How to Train Your Dragon 2, he thought was really good, but he said this sequel just really falls flat.
Didn't work. I heard the Captain America sequel was good, too. I didn't see it. I saw the first one, so I want to see the second one, and I saw that it just came over to Video 4.
I was just thinking that myself.
So, yeah.
Be a good chance to take the kids, because I know the kids would like to see it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to maybe do that myself, get a little popcorn. But poor Think Like a Man 2, he calls it insipid, contrived, and formulaic, so... he didn't really enjoy it very much. And he says it's a talented, cast, but it's just squandered.
Okay. Well, after having to sit through that movie, because obviously it wasn't fun, maybe Zach needs a spiritual journey. And there is our next story here.
You and your segues.
Sorry.
Love them. They just fall right into place.
They just fly in there. I just totally unplanned. But there's a place, I didn't realize this, on North Main Street in Las Cruces called the Center for Spiritual Living, and apparently they're going up north for a spiritual journey.
Yeah, a spiritual journey. They're hoping to do this next month in July, the 22nd through the 25th. It's going to be chaperoned, for lack of a better word, hosted by Native American musician Randy Granger. A lot of people around town are familiar with him. He plays, some Native American instruments and that sort of stuff. And they're just playing it. It's a chance to get away and sort of reconnect and sort of take a deep breath and have this spiritual journey with them. So it'll be interesting to see.
So people can still sign up?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And we have that information in there. They can find out about it.
All right. We'll look for that in today's Las Cruces Bulletin. Actually came out on Friday or Thursday night, maybe, on your doorstep. And it's all in the newspaper or online at lascrucesbulletin.com. Brooke Stockburger is the managing editor of the Bulletin. Brooke, great to have you with us.